Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And we're waking up to freezing temperatures again this morning, but I'll show you why this could be the last time for this week.
Breaking news, an early morning crash shuts down a road and leaves one person hurt. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker is at the scene.
And bus drivers and other employees of Wake County Schools may soon be getting more money. The bonuses school leaders are considering as they try to keep more people on the job. Pleasant good morning to you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you get your day started. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. One more morning of bundling up in your layers. And then, wow, we really get a surge of warm weather towards the end of the week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, starting with our freeze warning.
Farmers have been busy. We had several freeze warnings last week, and this is the second one in a row this week. But this should be the last one this week. They're busy trying to protect the fruit crops out there, and they definitely deserve a break. Skies are clear here in downtown Durham right now. It is 28 degrees. Our wind is calm, so we don't have a wind chill. What you see is what you get, but it is definitely cold. The only spot at 30 is Fayetteville, at least on this map. It's 23 right now in Southern Pines and Roxboro, 26 in South Hill, 27 Rocky Mount, 26 in Goldsboro. So it is cold out there this morning. Temperatures compared to yesterday running 2 to 6 degrees cooler, so not a big drop, but still we have widespread 20s this morning. We're going to climb into the mid-60s this afternoon with lots of sunshine, so it'll feel nice and mild. 64 is actually our normal high for this time of year. Tomorrow we'll change gears slightly with a chance for showers. I'll walk through that for you coming up in just a bit, Brian.
Breaking news on 40 westbound right now, leaving Raleigh, heading into Garner. In the past 30 seconds, we have confirmed through our partners at Waze there's a crash there on 40 westbound between Jones Sausage Road and the 440 split. You can see a delay already starting to form in that area. Be watching those sensor readings very carefully. Have another update for you in about 10 minutes. Just check with Raleigh 911. They still have an active scene out there at 440 westbound at Wade Avenue from an earlier crash with injuries. Not seeing any delays through that area right now, but again, you could see some activity. Same situation out at Highway 96 at Barham Siding Road there on the northern side of Wake County.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Lee County, where crews have shut down parts of Avens Ferry Road near Sloan Lane for a car crash. Take a look at this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of the scene. This video is from right before 4 in the morning, and you can see the extent of damage to that car. In fact, I want you to pay close attention. You can see the exhaust pipe even came out from under the car and onto the road. The front left tire also came out from the car and laid about 50 yards away from it. State Trooper I spoke with say one person was taken to the hospital. We're still working to learn more about the extent of their injuries. Now, both the state troopers and the Lee County Sheriff's Office are going to be investigating this crash. They say they expect to release more information later this morning, including how this crash happened in the first place. In Lee County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Well, today, Wake County Schools could approve bonuses for bus drivers to help the shortage and help families who rely on bus drivers to keep their children going to and from school. WRAL's Laura Levine live to explain this proposal to improve these hard-to-fill positions.
Ken, good morning. Yeah, right now we are here at the bus yard for Wake County Public Schools where bus drivers are preparing to start their day. The goal here is to not only fill some of these positions, but to make sure routes are covered on a daily basis. So today, Wake County school leaders are planning to vote and decide on whether or not adjusting bonuses will help. Now, school bus drivers and bus team leaders are currently eligible for two $500 attendance bonuses for each semester of the school year. The revised bonus would be $200 for each month an employee had perfect attendance. That will double the potential total up to $2,000 annually. The new bonuses would also extend to more transportation employees, including safety assistants and mechanics. Now, some drivers I spoke with tell me they really don't believe this will move the needle forward. They're hoping actually that the district decides to increase their pay on an annual basis. That meeting begins at 5:30 this afternoon. We will continue to follow this story. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, hundreds of university leaders from across North Carolina will gather to talk about mental health issues. It's part of the UNC System's 2023 Behavioral Health Convening. Nearly 400 campus administrators, mental health providers, faculty, and student leaders are attending. They'll talk about the best ways to support students struggling with mental health. Last month, the UNC system was awarded $7.7 million from Governor Cooper's office to support mental health efforts. The event starts this morning at 8 at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill.
Well, today we're expecting to learn more about what happened at a Cary home where a body was found in a fire pit. Cary police plan to release a 911 call that was made from Dorset Drive Sunday morning as investigators continue to look into what happened at this property. The discovery happened when Cary firefighters responded to the home for an illegal trash burn. They found human remains in that fire pit. The body has been sent to the medical examiner to be identified. Another man was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound inside an RV in the driveway.
We are just as disturbed as everyone else is. This is not a typical event that happens in Cary. You know, Cary typically ranks as one of the safest cities, and we're very proud of that distinction. However, that doesn't mean that we are immune to things happening here, but something of this nature is definitely outside of the norm. So it is raising a lot of questions.
A woman was found unharmed inside another RV on that property. Cary police say the homeowner who shot himself is in critical condition. Officers are not ruling out charges against him.
Breaking overnight, sources now tell NBC News it's not likely former President Donald Trump will be indicted and arrested today in New York. Those sources say a grand jury there is not expected to meet again until tomorrow. Jurors are weighing whether to hand down an indictment linked to hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump has said he would be arrested today, but the prosecutor has not confirmed that. He would be the first president to face a criminal indictment.
Well, fencing has been raised outside the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now, as authorities prepare for possible protests. Trump has called for people to protest, but top Republicans are divided over whether to support that idea. Demonstrations are expected nationwide, but law enforcement has not tracked any specific threats against government offices. Trump's attorneys say he intends to cooperate with authorities if he is charged. Coming up in about 10 minutes, how Trump's top challenger in 2024, Ron DeSantis, is responding to this case.
We're working to learn the cause of a house fire in Anger overnight. Several fire departments responded to Benson Road around 9:30 last night. Two people were home at the time, but they were able to make it out safely with their pet cat. The homeowner told WRL that everything of value is out of the home, most importantly, his family. The road was shut down while firefighters worked to put out the flames. The fire was under control within 45 minutes. There is damage throughout the house.
Well, Governor Roy Cooper will be traveling all across the state today to highlight his plan to spend your tax dollars. The governor will be at child care centers in Goldsboro and Greenville to talk about his proposed budget. It includes $1 billion for child care in North Carolina as facilities struggle to find and keep staff. Cooper has said the system is strained to its breaking point. Republican lawmakers, though, have called the governor's budget, quote, dead on arrival.
Fuquay Varina could soon be the next local community to create a social district. The town's Board of Commissioners is meeting tonight to consider allowing people to carry alcoholic drinks around downtown from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. The drinks must be bought within the social district. Board members push back this evening's discussion from November. At least 30 other North Carolina communities already have social districts, including Raleigh.
An Air Force veteran and her family are without a home this morning as investigators work to determine what caused a fire that destroyed their home. We brought you this as breaking news during our morning newscast yesterday. The family believes a water heater exploded. That's to blame for the fire on Charney Drive. A service professional who installs and repairs water heaters encourages homeowners to take preventative steps to prevent water heaters from becoming ticking time bombs.
I have it checked once a year. A really good plumber would be able to look at a water heater and tell if it's going to have any issues anytime soon. And then also having it maintenance once a year.
Well, the family set up a GoFundMe page. All four people inside that home at the time of that fire made it out safely without injuries.
If you're headed by Southeast Raleigh High School today, you might see a lot of student athletes there. The school is hosting the annual First in Fitness competition this morning for second through sixth graders across Wake County. Champions representing local schools will compete in a series of challenges. The event has been around in Wake County since 1982.
Well, time now, 6:09, one of former President Trump's top political opponents is addressing his possible indictment. Trump responded on social media to what Ron DeSantis had to say. Plus.
You know, I think about it daily. Sometimes I have nightmares.
The Virginia teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student sits down for an exclusive interview. She speaks about her painful recovery, physically and emotionally.
And it's a cold start this morning, but we warm up into the 60s this afternoon. We have a couple of days of rain this week, Wednesday and again Saturday. I'll walk you through the timeline for both of those. On a nice, calm morning. This is a live look at Sanford, and our skies are mostly clear. Our temperatures are cold. We're looking at 20s almost across the entire viewing area. So we do have another freeze warning in effect this morning, but it should be the last one that we see this week. Probably not the last one of this season, but at least the last one this week. It's 23 in Southern Pines and Lewisburg, 24 in Tarboro and South Hill, 27 Rocky Mount, 28 in Goldsboro and in Irwin. It is 30 in Fayetteville, but I think that's the only spot in the entire viewing area where temperatures are at 30, but still below freezing. We climb into the mid-50s at lunchtime. We hit 55 for the high yesterday. We'll hit 64 this afternoon with some sunshine. It's going to be a nice day to get out. Tomorrow, though, we're going to be dealing with some showers. I'll walk you through the timeline. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, 6:13 now. We're following breaking news on 40 westbound. Still have this crash reported on 40 westbound between Jones Sausage Road and the 440 split. This is a still image from the closest camera there. Not really seeing much activity on that camera, but certainly the sensors are indicating those big delays now beginning before you get to that Jones Sausage Road interchange. Latest update indicates a 46-minute delay, so you need to avoid using 40 westbound if you can. Might be a good warning to consider using 70 business as an alternate route. Another update coming up in about 10 minutes, Renee.
Brian, thank you. More news to tell you about. One of former President Trump's top political opponents is breaking his silence on the hush money case that could lead to Trump being arrested. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis focused his comments on the prosecutor.
That if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda.
Trump responded on social media by insulting DeSantis and raising questions about his sexuality. DeSantis is seen as a potential Republican rival in the 2024 presidential election. DeSantis has not announced his candidacy.
Fire officials in New Jersey are working to learn what caused a huge fire that burned a church. More than 100 firefighters were called to that scene last night. They were able to keep the fire from spreading to a nearby school. The church was big enough to seat about 3,000 people. There are no reports of any injuries.
Two local colleges are teaming up to provide new opportunities for students. St. Augustine's University is announcing a deal with Wake Technical Community College today. The agreement allows all Wake Tech students with course credits in criminal justice and business management to attend St. Augs. The presidents of both colleges will share more at 10 this morning.
Well, the Virginia teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student in January says she is trying to stay positive. Abigail Zwirner sat down with Today's Show's Savannah Guthrie for an exclusive interview. The 25-year-old first-grade teacher described the challenges she is facing since the shooting, including four surgeries from injuries she sustained to her left hand and chest.
How do you even make sense of something like this?
You can't. You can't. I'm not sure when the shock will ever go away because of just how surreal it was. And, you know, the vivid memories that I have of that day. You know, I think about it daily. Sometimes I have nightmares.
Well, tune in to Today for more of Savannah's exclusive interview with Zwirner, including the teacher's account of what happened inside her classroom that day. Today airs right after this broadcast at 7, right here on WRAL.
Today, a food drive will be held for soldiers at Fort Bragg. Residents at Carolina Arbors, Fendel Farms, and the courtyards at Andrews Chapel will host a drive. This is the third year these communities have put on the event.
Well, spring is here, but towns in Minnesota are still trying to thaw out after recent snowfall. Huge snow mounds are still lining the streets. Minneapolis had its coldest St. Patrick's Day weekend since 1993.
And we're experiencing cold temperatures once again, certainly not Minnesota temperatures, but it's freezing for us with a freeze warning in effect this morning, Elizabeth.
And we're going to warm up this afternoon finally. And this morning should be the last morning this week that we see freezing temperatures. Farmers, I know, deserve a break. They've been working very diligently to protect our fruit crops. Tomorrow we see a little bit of light patchy rain. It's going to drop our temperatures just a touch. And then we bounce into the 80s on Thursday and Friday. The next front comes on Saturday. So we're looking at tomorrow and Saturday as our two rainy days over the next 7 days. Neither one of those is going to produce a whole lot of rain, but we'll walk through it over the next couple of minutes. And downtown Fayetteville, you can see everything is quiet there on Hay Street in front of our newsroom. Goldsboro, Apex, and Chapel Hill all can quiet with Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Freeze warning in effect this morning. Again, we had one yesterday. We had several last week. So it's been a rough spring for farmers. Certainly 23 in Southern Pines right now, 28 in Clinton, 27 Rocky Mounts, 23 in Roxborough, and 28 right around the Triangle area with 30 in Fayetteville. This high pressure system has been feeding some colder air in, but also keeping us nice and dry. Here comes the disturbance crossing the Mississippi Valley. That's going to bring us some isolated showers for tomorrow. It's not going to be anything terribly heavy or widespread, but at 5 a.m. we'll end up with some cloudy skies, and then we'll have just a few waves of light showers coming in. It doesn't look like it's going to be a terribly wet morning commute, and if we were to take this literally, most of the rain ends up being down to the south during the afternoon tomorrow, but you can see a few isolated showers across most of the viewing area. After that, we return to sunshine on Thursday and Friday with some very warm temperatures. Saturday is when we'll see our next front. This one has the chance of bringing us a few thunderstorms, but it weakens considerably once it crosses the mountains, as our fronts often do. We could see some showers ahead of the front as early as 9 or 10 on Saturday morning, and the front comes through early to mid-afternoon, and that's when we could see a few thunderstorms. After that, we're clearing Saturday night, and Sunday looks nice. Our rain chances, just 2 in the next 7 days, 40% on Wednesday and 50% on Saturday. Totals in the rain gauges are going to be pretty minimal. Both days will probably average less than a half of an inch. Our pollen counts are still high and will just get higher as we see our temperatures steadily climbing into the 70s and 80s and being more consistently warm. And of course, we look for the rain to help to drop those numbers a little bit for tomorrow and again on Saturday. The weekend, definitely not a washout. Sunday looks beautiful. We'll see partly cloudy skies with a high of 73. Brian.
619, still following this breaking news with a crash on 40 westbound, just right there at the Beltline split coming out of Garner and into Southeast Raleigh. A 50-minute delay now showing up on sensors, and some new information in the past couple of minutes. We've learned that the two right lanes are blocked on 40 westbound, which is contributing to these big backups that we're seeing. A still image from that camera shows at least some of that activity out there on the westbound side of I-40. Right there is the ramp to get onto the Beltline from I-40 westbound. So it gives you some idea of where we're talking about there. Those delays now begin around the Business 70 interchange and extend through Jones Sausage Road. Consider using Business 70 to head into Garner, maybe pick up Hammond Road to get up to I-40 westbound. Or if you're on the southeast side of Raleigh this morning and it makes sense for your commute, maybe Rock Quarry Road up to I-40 to get you on the other side of those delays.
Brian, thanks. It's been a long couple of months for people in California. Now they're bracing for more severe weather, if you can believe it. What they're facing now after week of powerful storms.
Duke's women played some extra basketball and they tried to stay alive in the NCAA tournament. Their game with Colorado Cameron Indoor needed overtime to decide.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. What's trending is next.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, fans of director Jordan Peele have a lot to look forward to, but they'll have to be patient.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
They have a lot of time to anticipate what's coming. Peele is going to have two movies coming out late next year. He will produce a horror film that's due out in September of 2024 and direct another movie due out at Christmas of 2024. So that's more than a year and a half away. But, of course, fans are pretty pumped online, as you see there.
Look, if you like being scared, Jordan Peele is your director.
Yes.
I'm still trying to get over how Get Out scared me half to death.
I was like, I know. No. It's too scary for me, but I understand a lot of people love what he can deliver.
Well, stay tuned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just another year and a half to wait. Also, actress Hilary Swank sees a fighter in her latest ultrasound photo. She says one of her twins is flexing, making it the real million-dollar baby. The 48-year-old Swank is due to give birth to her babies next month.
Mm. What a cool image, right?
Yeah. I love that.
Baby showing personality already, and wait till that little fist starts like hitting and, you know, reaching through the stomach, and that's all surreal when you see your belly and the feet and the fist. Can you know?
Oh, I'm very much so aware. It was always so funny to me when that started, when Leah and Louisa started moving around. Amanda's tummy would look so distorted, like, what is happening in there?
It's like a big, blob thing. So cool. Thank you, Brian. Well, sharing a bed with your pet at night may affect your sleep quality. The study was done by researchers at Lincoln Memorial University in Tennessee. The study found that dog owners have a higher chance of difficulty sleeping and a sleep disorder. Cat owners are more likely to snore and have leg twitching.
Well, check this out. Those lights aren't meteors from outer space. They're actually blazing chunks of communications equipment from the International Space Station. The antenna went into space in 2009. In February 2020, the ISS got rid of the equipment. The debris orbited the Earth for a couple of years and finally got low enough to break apart and burn up.
This morning, hundreds of leaders from UNC system will be meeting here at UNC Chapel Hill Friday Center. Coming up, we'll tell you what they're doing to address mental health concerns.
Wake County school leaders need more of these buses out on the roads. Just ahead at 6:30, I'll explain a new proposal that school leaders are voting on whether or not to give them bonuses.
One more freeze warning this week. Our temperatures are in the 20s right now, but today's the day that we'll begin a warm-up. I'll show you how much more pleasant it will feel this afternoon.